boy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I should have been an accountant. You know, I guess if I'd have been an accountant, I wouldn't be worrying about all sorts of crazy political issues. I'd be focusing on, I don't know, numbers, crunching numbers, whatever it is accountants do. But I chose my poison. Well, this is Michael Collins Piper. It is Wednesday, the 10th of December. I am, of course, coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of American Free Press. I always urge you to check out American Free Press on the web, the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. But I always will also remind you, too, that that's not the entire issue of the newspaper up there. So don't think you're getting all the news you need to know about. Lots of good stuff in American Free Press, including stuff by yours truly, doesn't necessarily make it up on the website. Well, speaking of American Free Press, I happened to pop in the American Free Press office this afternoon, and one of my colleagues there, who has been a big fan of Alex Jones, was finally getting around to listening to Alex Jones' infamous broadcast, in which he was interviewing two big names, so-called experts, quote-unquote, on the JFK assassination, Jim Mars and Robert Groden, during which broadcast Alex most unfortunately misrepresented the thesis of my book, Final Judgment. Of course, I've had a lot to say about that on this program. But, you know, I had listened to that broadcast, not in its entirety, but I had listened to that segment of the broadcast three times, whatever. In any case, I listened to it several times, but it wasn't until this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, that I realized that there was another egregious comment made, not by Alex, but by one of the guests. Now, of course, Alex can't really be held responsible for the comments by his guests any more than I can be held responsible for the comments by my guests. I want to make that clear up front. You know, there are people who call in this program as callers. There are people who are guests on this program who say things that I don't necessarily agree with. I might, in fact, very vehemently disagree with them. And I don't say anything one way or the other. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Kind of how the mood strikes me. You know, when you're in a position here conducting a forum of this type, you know, you could interrupt everybody forever if you disagreed with every little thing that they said or had some comment about it. Not that I don't hesitate to do it when necessary. So as I say, I'm not holding Alex Jones responsible for this one particular comment made by Robert Groden that I had missed. The reason why, evidently, I had missed it was because the comment was made during an exchange in which a caller was speaking, I believe, and possibly Alex was also speaking, and Groden was speaking. In any case, what we had a situation with Alex Jones and two guests and one caller, so needless to say, there were remarks being made. But after I listened to the broadcast today, that relevant part, I even had the guy replay it just to confirm that I heard what I thought I heard. I have some real tough comments for Mr. Robert Groden, the guy whom Alex Jones has hailed as this big expert on the Kennedy assassination. You'll be interested to find out what he said, ladies and gentlemen, because it just kind of confirms some of your worst suspicions about a lot of things. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Welcome back. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. Talking about the infamous Alex Jones interview with Jim, the Nazis did at Mars, and Robert Groden, so-called photographic expert on the JFK assassination. Well, you know, folks, what happened was one of our listeners, who also evidently listens to Alex Jones, called into the Alex Jones program and said, hey, Mike Piper's got this great book, Final Judgment, which says that Israeli intelligence was involved in the JFK assassination. Well, of course, there was a big hoo-ha about that. And in the course of an exchange, this is what I discovered Robert Groden said, and I had somehow missed this. He said this as someone else was speaking. He said, that is, and I'm paraphrasing, ladies and gentlemen, he either said that is anti-Semitic or that is anti-Semitism, and it distracts from the bigger issues. Well, folks, you know what my feeling about the charge of anti-Semitism is and being accused of being anti-Semitic. Go ahead and call me that. I don't care. I'm not going to trip over myself and waste your time or mine denying it. You're free to call me it. Call me the name. That's all right. Go ahead. But let's look at it from the bigger context, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when I talked about Robert Groden on this show before, in the context of this very discussion of Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination, I did not mention something which I perceive and believe. I don't believe I did. Let me put it that way. Let me qualify it. The fact that I have always believed Robert Groden to be Jewish. I'm pretty certain Robert Groden is Jewish. But, you know, I didn't bring that up. I didn't bring that up, but I am bringing it up now because guess what, folks? It was Robert Grodin that brought the subject of Judaism and anti-Semitism into the equation by saying that the thesis of my book is anti-Semitic. Now, here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Even if I was the biggest Jew hater on the face of the planet and wanted to exterminate every Jew on the face of the planet, that does not negate the facts that appear in my book that do point toward almost certain involvement of Israel's intelligence service in the Kennedy assassination conspiracy, if not directly, at least through Israeli influence in elements in the CIA and the FBI and in organized crime in the United States. Now, I'm not going to spend time rehashing the book here for the benefit of those who have most unfortunately not been able to read the book, but suffice it to say, the very fact that Mr. Grodin is Jewish, or I believe him to be Jewish, thus does raise the question, is Mr. Grodin's Jewishness part of the reason for his frenzy of hysteria against the thesis of final judgment? Now, if he were a Roman Catholic and I had written a book suggesting that the Vatican was behind the Kennedy assassination, and he raised objections about it, people would not have any objection to bringing up the fact that, hey, well, he's a Roman Catholic, so he might be offended by bringing up the idea that the Vatican was behind the Kennedy assassination. But, you know, as we all know, you're not allowed to talk about the Jews. That's a no-no. You're allowed to talk about Mormon influence. You're allowed to talk about, you know, whether the Mormons have too much political power. You're allowed to talk about whether the Catholics have too much political power. Quite politically correct to do it, but you're not allowed to talk about Jewish power. And also, in this context, you're not allowed to talk about Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination. And yes, Israelis are Jews. So Robert Grodin, ladies and gentlemen, brought up the issue. I hadn't even been cognizant of it until just this afternoon. So I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that if indeed I am even partially correct and that Israeli fingerprints, which are all over the JFK assassination, do point towards Israeli involvement in the crime, Robert Grodin, because he is Jewish, has a bias and therefore cannot be considered a credible source. He cannot be considered a credible source. If Robert Grodin, I don't know exactly what Robert Grodin believes about the Kennedy assassination. I'm not even sure if I know what I know. I'm not even sure if I know what Jim Mars really believes about the Kennedy assassination, other than that somehow the Nazis were involved. But I can tell you that in any other context, say this, that if someone were accusing the CIA of having involvement in the Kennedy assassination, which many have, and someone who is known to be on the CIA payroll or who had formerly worked for the CIA or was known as a publicist for the CIA or had some friendly relationship with the CIA, if that person came forth and poo-pooed theories that the Kennedy assassination had been carried out by the CIA, people such as Jim Mars and Robert Grodin, I think it's safe to say, and others would say, well, that person is not a credible source because, well, he or she is friendly with the CIA or has been on the CIA payroll, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the same thing can be said about Robert Grodin. Robert Grodin has divorced himself from any credibility insofar, at least, as discussing my thesis regarding the Kennedy assassination, because he has a built-in institutional, religious, ethnic, racial, ideological, however you want to describe it, bias. He's Jewish. Jewish people, for the most part, are very sympathetic to the state of Israel. Now, as I say, to say Israel did wrong is not actually anti-Semitic, ladies and gentlemen, or even anti-Jewish. I've gotten some endorsements for the book from people who were Jewish, and didn't consider the thesis anti-Semitic at all or anti-Jewish at all. But here we have Robert Grodin, this so-called expert. And now, and just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to beat this horse too much more, but just for the record, don't forget that if indeed, as Alex Jones said, Robert Grodin was one of the big sources, I forget his terminology, is one of the big experts utilized by Oliver Stone in the making of the film JFK, we do know that Oliver Stone and his money bags behind the film, Arnon Milchan, Israel's biggest arms dealer and a key player in Israel's nuclear weapons program, provided anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000 to Jim Mars. What they paid Robert Grodin, I don't know. And of course, I'm not privy to Jim Mars' personal bank account, but I had seen estimates that he received from $200,000 to $300,000 for the rights to his book Crossfire, that is, Jim Mars. So you know, the fact is, he's received Mossad money, Israeli money. That's Jim Mars we're talking about. How much Robert Grodin received, I don't know. How much of a real expert on photographs Robert Grodin is, that remains to be seen. I mean, you know, I can proclaim myself a photographic expert by just piddling around with photographs and making comparisons. And just because I put out my identification, I could start collecting photographs, kind of like what a character out in California, Rosemary's Baby, Eric Hufschmidt, did a few years ago. He suddenly became an expert because he happened to have some really sharp color photographs of the events at the World Trade Center. All of a sudden, he was an expert, and everybody believed what the expert had to say. You know, this guy, Grodin, was even paid as a photographic expert to testify in the O.J. Simpson trial based upon his reputation of being a photographic expert. But I don't know that Robert Grodin actually has any particular expertise in photography per se. His expertise has been in self-promotion regarding the use of photographs of the JFK assassination. In fact, Grodin's former partner, Harrison Livingstone, has written quite negatively about Robert Grodin in several of his books. Now, I have to say, I don't necessarily consider Harrison Livingstone a reliable source because, well, for a variety of reasons. But needless to say, I think Alex Jones needs to be aware that his source is biased here. His expert, and if they want to spend all their time quibbling over how many shots were fired and where the shots were fired from and whether this picture was faked or that picture was faked or, you know, whatever the debate may be, the fact is all of this stuff was hashed around years and years and years and years ago. So they are really not adding anything new to the matter. We know that there were people in the U.S. government who were involved in the cover-up because, after all, the cover-up was conducted by the very commission, a U.S. commission, that was ostensibly designed to investigate it. So there, you know, there we got into the credibility issue as far as Alex Jones is concerned. Alex Jones, of course, said on his broadcast that there were claims that JFK was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons. Well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, a few more comments regarding that and a couple other matters, and then we'll get around to the phones, I'm sure. So if you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper discussing the interminable subject, and it is a subject, really, folks, that's not going to go away, the Kennedy assassination, because we are where we are today in the Middle East and in the world because of the Kennedy assassination. John F. Kennedy was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons of mass destruction. That's a fact. Alex Jones says there are claims made by those people, that means me. But you know what? You know what? You know, the legend is that John F. Kennedy was such a great friend of Israel. But you know what? In one of his final communications with John F. Kennedy, Ben Gurion, the Prime Minister of Israel, wrote to President Kennedy, "Mr. President, my people have the right to exist, and this existence is in danger." It was at this time that Ben-Gurion demanded that President Kennedy sign a security treaty with Israel, but Kennedy refused. And on June 16, 1963, Ben-Gurion abruptly resigned as prime minister. You know, Washington Jewish Week said on October 9, 1997, Israel need not apologize for the assassination or destruction of those who seek to destroy it. The first order of business for any country is the protection of its people. Now, Israeli writer Reuven Pedatzer in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, reviewing Avner Cohen's book, Israel and the Bomb, yes, about Israel's nuclear weapons, he wrote, "The murder of American President John F. Kennedy brought to an abrupt end the massive pressure being applied by the U.S. administration on the government of Israel to discontinue the nuclear program. Abner Cohen demonstrates at length the pressures applied by Kennedy on Ben-Gurion, in which Kennedy makes it quite clear to the Israeli prime minister that he will under no circumstances agree to Israel becoming a nuclear state. Listen, Alex Jones. Listen, Alex, listen. The book implied that had Kennedy remained alive, it is doubtful whether Israel would today have a nuclear option. Alex, you want to keep talking with your guests, Robert Grodin and Jim Mars, about how many shots were fired and, you know, whether they hit him in the front of the head or the back of the head. Alex, listen, President Kennedy died on November 22nd, 1963. Now, this is what JFK researcher Vincent Salandria said. And now, Vincent Salandria is not an anti-Semitic neo-Nazi Hitler apologist. He's very highly regarded, considered a quote-unquote liberal. He said, while the researchers have involved themselves in consuming preoccupation with the microanalytic searching for facts of how the assassination was accomplished, there has been almost no systematic thinking on why President Kennedy was killed. Now, Andrew Coburn, liberal writer, very well known, not a Nazi, not an anti-Semite, not a Hitler apologist. Here's what he said. He says he said on C-SPAN's Book Notes, there has been, since almost the earliest days of the Israeli state and the earliest days of the CIA, a secret bond, basically by which Israeli intelligence did jobs for the CIA and for the rest of American intelligence. You can't understand what's been going on with American covert operations and the Israeli covert operations until you understand this secret arrangement. I could go on and on, folks. The point is clear. Anybody that wants to talk about the Kennedy assassination, if they want to try, if they can talk about it without mentioning my book. But if they're going to talk about it and mention my book, they better refute the book without calling it names or without distorting, I should say, its thesis. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, we have a whole lineup of callers, folks. I was going to go into something else here, but we've got so many callers, I want to try to squeeze everybody in. We are going to the break here, however, in just about a minute, so I am not going to bring up any of the callers just yet, but we will go right to the callers after the break, and our first caller after the break will be Steve from Illinois. You know, this JFK thing is very, very interesting, especially in the context of the Israeli connection, because it just goes to show you, you know, that you cannot discuss the Israeli connection to anything. I wonder if Robert Grodin would say that Alex Jones was anti-Semitic for mentioning, as I believe Alex has, that there have been signs of possible Israeli foreknowledge and or involvement in 9-1-1. Alex says there's no evidence of that, but then I hear reports that Alex occasionally says Israel's fingerprints are all over 9-1-1. I don't know what Alex Jones thinks about anything, but I do know what I heard him say about my book, and that's why I have spent so much time discussing it, because after all, Alex Jones is the biggest name in Patriot Talk Radio today. All right, well, this little voice in talk radio is going to the break here in a moment, and when we come back, we will hear some big voices, those of our callers. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I'm done ranting. Now it's your turn to rant, or rave, as the case may be. Well, let's go to Illinois. We have got Steve on the ground. What's going on out there, Steve?
Well, I'd like to know your opinion of a couple of things here. What have you heard about this Jesse Jackson offering a half a million or $1 million for that senatorial seat?
Well, I guess, you know, I hadn't heard about that, but I'll tell you what, I'd like to know whether it's his own money or who put up the money for him if he made such an offer.
Well, he claims, I'm looking at the article right now, he said that I mistakenly thought I was being considered because I'd earned it, Jackson said, and that was a quotation. You know, it reminds me of our buddy Axelrod, who was mistaken yesterday. But the story that Huffington Post was floating was that the Israeli commando, Rahm Emanuel, is the guy that turned in the governor.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what Huffington Post was saying. He's like the deep throat. Now, I doubt that.
Well, that's very, very interesting in and of itself. Huh. Well, you know, it's funny. I always, you know, I've said this time and time again on this program, and I've said it in writing, and I've said it in conversations, that a lot of times if they go after a politician and make a big stink about him, maybe it means there's somebody else that worked behind the scenes out to get him. That's very, very interesting.
And then
very, very interesting.
I was going to point out an article by Howard Fineman where he was describing the relationship about the Jacksons and Jesse Jackson with Obama. And he said, he quote, there is no real love lost between Jesse Jackson Sr. and the president-elect. No, other than they're like godparents, I imagine they're at daggers with each other. So Howard Fineman's trying to cover up this thing. You see what I'm saying? They're working real hard to keep this guy out of the mess, even though he's involved in it.
That's very, very interesting. Well, you know, it was last night we were talking about this. It's going to be interesting to see how far this goes. And, you know, if a lot of people get tangled up in the middle of this, this is one of those kind of things like Watergate where everybody begins to sing. And, you know, out there in that state of Illinois, you know better than I do that that there are so many entangling alliances between people, and these entangling alliances do just that. They entangle people with others who are up to their eyeballs in crime and corruption, and then they get caught up in it, and it becomes a real thicket. So this is going to be very, very interesting.
Well, we do have two U.S. congressmen, and I was thinking, well, it could turn out to be another abscam.
Yeah, this could be very entertaining.
Okay, Mike, good talking to you.
All right, Steve, thanks for that information. Very interesting. I always call Steve our on-the-ground correspondent in Chicago. Well, he looks at things in bigger context in Chicago. But in any case, all right, let's go to our next caller. We have Tony calling from British Columbia. Tony, come on up.
Hey, good afternoon, or good evening, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. I do have a few comments, or one or two comments about Alex Jones there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, he does underplay, or at least avoids, you know, any mention of, or getting into detail, should I say, about the Zionist influences, especially with relating to past and current events. And I honestly think, you know, he always complains his studio's a little too small, and that's probably because he's got a big elephant in the room with him.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, you know, the funny thing about that is, I've never criticized Alex. Many of our callers have, but up until recently, I've never criticized Alex for not talking about the Israeli connection or Jewish influence because, hey, let's face it, there's a lot of people who don't talk about it. You know, I mean, I took particular umbrage because of the manner in which he specifically addressed my book. And that's where I consider Alex crossed the line there. And then as I say, I don't hold him responsible for what his guest said. So I separate what his guest said from what Alex said. But, you know, I don't think, let me put it this way. A lot of people think that, you know, people say, oh, Alex Jones is a Zionist agent or Alex Jones is this or that. You know, no, I think basically probably when all is said and done, notice I keep qualifying it here, Alex figures it's a lot safer to tiptoe around the Zionist issue and it's more economically profitable for him to avoid mentioning it because if he doesn't mention it, then other people who might not want to mention it would be hesitant to promote his videos because of the fact that he would mention it, if you follow what I'm saying. It's kind of circular there, but that's just the way it goes, Tony.
Oh, absolutely. And I have no doubt in my mind that he's been warned, you know. I mean, he's a target. I mean, he's one of the bigger guys in the game here. And it's if he does step out of line, they'll take him out. It's I have no doubt in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
I mean, take him off the radio anyway.
I'll tell you honestly, I never mentioned this on the air, but I mentioned this in a couple emails to people. I heard several years ago. Now, it's a pretty reliable source who I'm not going to name, But let me just put it this way. It's a source that I trust, and it's someone who knows about some of these details. I was actually told that Alex Jones played a part in trying to have my program suppressed down in Texas on a couple local radio stations down there. Now, I've never publicly commented on that before. My source is an impeccable source who knows a little bit about, knows a lot about these things. And, you know, that doesn't reflect very nicely on Alex because of that, obviously. But, you know, like I say, despite the fact of my knowledge of that, having had the knowledge of that for several years, I had never criticized Alex on the air in really in any way, shape, or form. I poked fun at him for talking about the Arabs controlling Hollywood, and I think anyone who says the Arabs control Hollywood deserves to have fun poked at them. But I was frankly shocked when I heard that the biggest name in Patriot Talk Radio was apparently actively working to suppress distribution of my little program. So I guess I should take that as a compliment in some way, that Alex maybe perceived me to be competition or something. I don't know. I don't pretend.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You know what it is? He's afraid that, you know, if the profile, especially, you know, in terms of the Zionist element and the way it's been working in world affairs, especially in the last 5 years, if that profile gets too far ahead, they'll take the whole damn thing down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do know exactly what you're saying, and then
one of the reasons,
there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh yeah, and one of the reasons I listen to you is because I swear to God, you could have a radio show on 4 hours a day just on this particular topic.
Oh, absolutely. That's amazing. That is exactly right. You'd be amazed. I mean, I sit here some evenings with a stack of clippings in front of me and a couple books in front of me, and I say, oh, I got to talk about this on the show. And hell, I've had people suggest that I read entire chapters of my books on the air. I don't like to do stuff like that, but you're right about that. I could spend hours talking about it, but I'd get tired of talking.
Even the latest thing in the Mumbai bombing. I mean, these guys were all over that.
Yeah. See, again, it's just like, see, that's what I've been saying here the last couple nights, that every time you turn around, and no matter where it is, what it is, there is some sort of Israeli connection, or you find the hands of the Jewish lobby here in the United States at work, and you can't get away from that. Now, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it's there, and you obviously recognize it, and a lot of our listeners recognize it, and there are some of our listeners who say, well, you shouldn't talk about it so much because, oh, well, they'll say you're this or they'll say you're that. Well, they already say it anyway, so why should I worry about them saying it anymore? That's the way it is.
All I can say, Michael, is keep up the good work and stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's go to Tennessee. We have John in Tennessee. John? John in Tennessee. Oh, it's John in Texas. I'm sorry. John in Texas.
Hello, how you doing there, Michael?
What's going on, John?
I'm feeling like a big, fat anti-Semite. And
as opposed to a little skinny anti-Semite, I guess. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm putting on a lot of weight lately.
Okay.
Well, anyways, do you know that many instances where, you know, so-called truth is brought to light with, you know, concerning the Zionist Jews, right? Well, I've noticed, though, that it's almost akin to a parable. You know, 99% truth, but the one lie is where the catcher is.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed how the whole cookie crumbles when they start going on about Nazis infiltrating the government, right? And
believe me, if there's one group that is never going to be allowed to infiltrate the U.S. government, it's the Nazis.
Well, you know what? Actually, I think it's an insult to call someone a Zio-Nazi, because I believe it's an insult to the Nazis. just call them what they are, the Zionist Jews. I think that probably hurts even more. But
well, that's the funny thing about this whole Nazi thing. You know, I've been mixed up in this mess since about 1976. Started to work for Liberty Lobby part-time in 1980, but I mean, basically about 1976 is when I started really reading a lot and becoming aware, when I was about 16 years old. And I've essentially known since then that there were lots of former Nazi officers who were brought to the United States to work, and Nazi scientists who came to the United States to work for the space program. That's never been a deep, dark secret.
No.
You know, but the way it has been played up by Jim Mars and other people, as it's as though it was this, you know, all of a sudden the Nazi government was transferred over to the United States. And, you know, I want to tell you something. I know people who know people, most of them are dead now, who were involved in helping real live Nazis escape from Europe at the end of World War II. I mean, escape Germany, you know, to go elsewhere, to get away from the Allied forces that would have most assuredly taken out and hung them. And these people lived like hunted dogs.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say hunted dogs. They lived like hunted, you know, animals on the run from wild dogs, you know. You know, they were not people who were living comfortably. So no, there was no big Nazi takeover of the United States.
Absolutely.
And like I say, for Jim Mars now to come out and, you know, with these great expressions of horror and say why the Nazis came into our government, you know, well, yeah, they did, because our government brought them in, because they were valuable assets. They were people who had knowledge of immense knowledge of scientific. I mean, some of the scientific advancements in Germany during the era of the Third Reich were extraordinary.
Well, I just love checking out the sciences, especially when it comes to aviation, and they were far ahead of the game on that.
Oh,
alone.
Extraordinary! I mean, I don't know that much about aviation, but from everything I've read about it, apparently their advances were just extraordinary. Yeah,
absolutely. But just one more thing, because I know you got a load of callers. A couple of years ago, just for a laugh, I got this DVD called Terror Storm. I don't know if you know who I mean, but
yeah.
Anyways, nevertheless, I noticed a funny thing on the back of it, as well as in the actual DVD itself. All this, he made sure he smeared the Nazis real good in it,
mm-hmm.
right? Which was my first absolute red flag there. But on the back of the DVD, get this, I just thought it's so hilarious, so small and insignificant, but yet there's a little skull on the back with two horns sticking out of it. That's the logo. And the website and the company from which this film was manufactured and distributed is called, get this, www.disinfo.com. And then below it, with a copyright sign to the upper right-hand side, you know, in the circle, it just says disinformation. And I thought, you know, it couldn't have been more aptly put. But anyways, I will leave you with that, because I actually got it out of my DVD collection and just mention that, because I mean
that's a
so
yeah.
Sometimes
people trip themselves up inadvertently.
Oh, indeed. So just to leave you with a little scripture by what they would consider now to be one of the largest and the biggest anti-Semite of all time, our Lord Jesus Christ. Fear not them, therefore. This is Matthew 10:26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So, anyways, God bless you, and have a great
day. All right, thanks a lot. You know, maybe we should refer to that as Truth in Labeling, disinfo.net. All right, folks. We are going to the break here in a moment. When we come back, let's see, we are going to be able to squeeze in one more caller. We'll go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to the break here. I believe, maybe I'm just a little bit early here. Forgive me for that. I misread my clock here. We're going to the break in about 10 or 15 seconds. Disinformation. Ah, yes. All right, folks, stay tuned. Listen to our advertisers. Patronize our advertisers. And don't forget to send a Christmas present to Republic Broadcasting. You can get the address at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
FK, ladies and gentlemen, and if you believe that, I'll sell you a video. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn, what's going on?
Yeah, hello, Michael. I'm a regular listener of Alex Jones and Alan Watt, and you say listen to the podcast, but tonight I was listening to Alan Watt live, and then your program kind of came on. I don't always listen regularly to you. You know, I got the same impression. I heard you once last week, and I heard you this week. I thought, my gosh, what is it with this guy? He comes on the air, and all he does is cry and moan about how he's being wrong. It just sounds like a junior high school kid whining because he's not getting enough attention and nitpicking all the other guys in the movement. I don't have Alex Jones on a pedestal as being infallible or anything, but, you know, he is one of the, you know, best voices in the game, let's face it.
Well, now, Glenn, let me interrupt for a second. I let you say quite a bit there, Glenn. First of all, I have not said, you just admitted that you just started listening to this show quite recently.
Yeah, and the two times let me finish.
And I just mentioned to you that for the last three, I just mentioned on the air that for the last 3 years, I said very little, if anything, about Alex Jones, despite the fact that many of my callers were calling in and saying very negative things about him. But as long as 2 years ago, I found out that Alex Jones was trying to have my program suppressed. Now, he was doing that behind the scenes, and that's called kind of conniving and sneaky.
Well, here's the thing. If you had some here's the thing. I haven't heard substantive evidence for you. For example, you were nitpicking that guy on the Grodin's expertise, supposed expert this, an expertise that, making fun. But have you done any looking? And you said, well, I don't know what this man's experience is.
Have I done any looking?
Is the man a photo expert or not?
He put himself up as a photo expert. Is basically what he did.
Did you check to see if he is?
Look, I'll tell you what. I actually made the analogy very correctly. Here's what I could do. I could get all sorts of photographs from the Mumbai tragedy, and start putting them up on the internet, and identifying my name with them and with analysis of those photos. And then all of a sudden, I would become an expert on...
No, that would be falsifying the evidence. But you haven't...
Well, that's what Robert Grodin did as far as the JFK assassination.
Does the man have any credentials?
Glenn, I'll tell you what. You are welcome to call back here tomorrow night at the beginning of the hour, and I'll let you talk for a half an hour about how wonderful Alex Jones is and how rotten I am. So... we are running out of time here, and if you want to call back here tomorrow night, we'll give you the first 15 minutes of the show with the breaks, of course, involved.
Great, because we're on the verge of, you know, all kinds of really bad things, and all you're doing is whining about your own lack of appreciation and,
see, you got me wrong there. I'm not whining. I am pointing out the fact that the biggest name in Patriot Talk Radio misrepresented my work, and my question is, was it deliberate or was it an accident? And if it was an accident, then Alex Jones needs to do some real research. Glenn, you're welcome to call in here tomorrow night. Please do. I'm sure the Alex Jones fans in the audience will love to hear what you have to say. Well, that should be interesting, folks, and I do hope Glenn calls in tomorrow night, because we can have some fun. I'll look forward to it. All right. Boy, this is fun, isn't it? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that interesting how people that get a cult following, when you criticize them, all of a sudden their supporters just get hysterical. All right. Have a good evening, folks.
Thinking about what to buy your